Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
On Mix 94.1.
I just read an interesting stat, and I'm wondering if this is the same for a lot of you guys out there, okay? Where did you see your first nude woman? Do you remember where you saw it? This survey showed that there is a number one answer, and I didn't even think about this place, honestly. Where was the first place you saw your first nude woman?
Like in a magazine or physically in front of me outside of my mom?
Just in general, the first time you saw the female form without clothing.
Have to be a Playboy magazine that I found in the attic.
So it was your father's?
It was my dad's Playboys. Yeah, I remember too, because their house goes, you go upstairs and you turn to the left, there's my sister's bedroom, and then the other side of my sister's bedroom was the attic. And I remember going in the attic for something, I forget what it was, looking for something, and then finding a Playboy. Going, whoa! Starting to look at it, but my sister was in her bedroom. She's like, what are you doing in there? Are you coming out? Ask me whatever I was looking for. I'm like, I'll be out in a second. And then putting that magazine down. And then when everyone left the house that afternoon, rushing back up to the attic to relook at those magazines.
You know, nudity, I mean, we were all born nude. So
yes.
Like nudity is not a big deal in my mind. It's just like, whatever. But I think when you're at that age and you see, especially the opposite sex, because you know what you know mm-hmm. on you. And then you see the other one, you're like, whoa, wait a second. Especially like grown up, like kids is one thing when you're a kid and you have a brother or sister that runs around naked. It's like it didn't even register for me. But then when you see when you get older and you're like, wait, what? Ew.
it was also too. You see other naked pictures or something,
right?
But you see this, the female form. I remember she was like lying on top of a Mustang or something. Like, whoa, look at this girl! And why is she lying on a Mustang like that?
She's gonna get it all dirty.
She could scratch it.
Well, so it's funny that you say that, because that was the second most popular place that guys see their first naked woman. Dad's stash of magazines or other things. Number one was National Geographic. National Geographic was the number one place that guys saw their first nude woman, followed by Dad's stash, then a sister or friend's sister's place next on the list. And then about 3% of men admit that they did not see a nude woman for the first time until their wedding night.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Anyone in that situation?
When did you see your first glimpse of a nude adult, and do you still remember? Because I think it's always kind of jarring. And again, nudity is nudity. I think we over-sexualize it, quite frankly. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But I do remember the first time I saw opposite sex nudity, and I was like, ugh. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh. Let's talk to Jill. Jill, what was it for you?
I'm going through my older brother's stuff in his room.
And you found what, like magazines?
A porn magazine, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He was 10 years older.
Did you tell on him?
No.
I would have been
like, everyone just changed the subject when I was asking questions.
I would have told on my brother so fast.
No, you can't snitch. But what was it for you, Mercedes? Where was it? Was it a magazine? What was it?
It was an accident. I was walking upstairs, and my dad had just gotten out of the shower. And his bedroom door was open, and I was walking up the stairs, and I just turned my head to the left, and right at that moment, he walked right in front of the door, and I was like, ah, and I immediately turned my head. I was like, and I was just so confused, and he didn't see me, and I was glad he didn't see me, because I did not want to approach that topic at all, but I was just like so confused at what I saw, because you know, like my brother and I, when we were little, my mom would throw us in the bathtub together. So I knew things were different, mm-hmm. but I just, you know, it wasn't a big deal. Again, we were naked running around my house all the time, but never my dad. So I was just like, really kind of like, ugh.
Well, remove your father from the picture.
When I actually saw like the female form nude?
No, like another, just the outside of... Because, yeah, I had my older sister, and we did the same thing with the bathing, and I think I saw my mom naked or something like that. But
when did you see your mom naked?
I think I told the story before. We were at Cape May, our summer vacation, and we're all staying in the same little hotel room. That's what we do for the week. And I think she came back into the room. It was two rooms, like the sleeping area, then like a sitting area. And she walked into the sitting area, and she had her top down. And that's when I saw... Oh, there's mommy's breast.
I think for me, just like not family related.
Yeah.
I would say it was probably like in one of, I'm trying to think. Maybe it was a National Geographic magazine. I remember seeing like when we would, my dad subscribed and I, you know, he'd tell us to look at them. And I remember seeing they would do stories about like, you know, various cultures and stuff. And I remember there was one woman, and she was like best known in her village for making something. I can't remember what it was that she made. But she did it without a top on. And I remember she was sitting there and there were a bunch of little kids around her. And I was like, do they not know she's not wearing a shirt? Like, why are they not acknowledging this? It was so odd to me. But again, it's because we make it such a big deal. Nudity is such a big deal. And then my mom sat down and she explained, she's like, that's how it is in some cultures. It's not a big deal. And that's why my mom always walked around naked. She didn't care. She's like, I'm European. Blah.
Did your brothers have magazines? Did you ever find your brother's magazines? They had magazines.
I found a videotape once underneath the couch in our basement. It was like a VCR tape. And I was doing a workout tape of some sort, and I was on the floor doing sit-ups, and I looked to the side, and I was like, what's this videotape? And I pulled it out, and there was nothing. There was a label, but it had been pulled off, and I was like, what is this? So I put it in the VCR. I was like, oh my gosh. And it was not rewound.
Oh, that's so the worst.
I was like, oh. And I know it was not, it did not belong to my dad's, because I, to be a brat, I hit it, and my brother was panicking.
Oh,
he's
no.
Like, hey, I had some stuff downstairs. Did anyone mess with my stuff? I'm like, what stuff? Being the bratty big sister. I'm like, what stuff are you talking about? And he's like, just I had some stuff down there. And I was like a video stuff? And he's like, where is it? It was so funny.
You got, that was the golden rule of those tapes. You had to rewind it. You don't want to see where your brother's stopping.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.